At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven,
an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, welcome to an all new episode of Help! I Suck at Dating.
That's not
Help,
the name.
We suck at being newlyweds. I still got to get used to that. Kaylin, Dean joined via Zoom. Kaylin is still in France, and Dean is holding a hammer for some reason, and he is from Vegas. We have two wonderful guests on the podcast. You know them from Chicks in the Office. You know what's crazy? We were talking about this before the episode started. Fran and Rhea are our two guests. Hello. You guys have never met Dean and Kaylin.
No, we haven't. This is our first time.
Yeah, crazy. I was just lamenting about how I never got the invite to be a guest on your guys' podcast. It makes me sad.
Oh, that doesn't feel right. That feels like we've invited you guys both before.
You know,
it's okay.
I will say,
maybe you turned us down. Maybe you were afraid.
There's been we always had that drama where, like, post show, we always wanted to talk to everyone, and ABC would be like, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really let ABC tell me what I can and can't do because I'm my own proud, independent man.
Yes.
But it's
That's
okay.
A lie.
I don't want to dwell on it. I don't want to dwell on it. I just, you know, I'm just going to be
halo
an afterthought this
head?
Episode. It is a halo.
I was going to say it was hard for me to see it first, but now I can see it.
Yeah. I was like, is that a ring light or a halo?
No, it's weird. It just showed up like a couple weeks ago. I don't know. It just follows me around everywhere I go.
Either way, it's so nice to meet you guys. And thank you guys for having us on.
Oh my God, it's an honor. You guys, like I said, you're a great studio. You guys have a great podcast. We're happy to have you here. So thanks for joining us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, the new studio is beautiful. So when did you guys first start watching Bachelor, and when did you start recapping the show?
I started I watched way before I was
working. Are you like Trista and Ryan season?
No,
type?
I didn't go that far back. I would say my first was like, probably like Jake.
Oh, like Pavelko?
Like, or what? Yeah. Like back.
It was the one who had the big breakup with, oh shit. What's her name?
It started with a V.
Vienna. Veronica.
No, it was,
It was Vienna. No, I maybe not.
Oh, was it Vienna?
Picture her.
I'm pretty sure. I know nothing about
Anyway, that's all
Lord,
I know about Jake.
But back, I was watching for a very long time. I basically roped Rhea into it.
Yeah,
casual.
I watched like never really early on, but my friends in high school watched a little bit. And then I remember, I think maybe I was a senior in high school, was maybe Caitlin Bristow season.
No, it's a great season.
Correctly.
Yeah.
And, I watched some of that with them, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. Kind of fell out of it. Didn't really watch anymore. And then the first real season I watched was Ari's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so pretty recent. That's only a couple years
more
ago.
More recently, yeah. Fran was like, we gotta watch and talk about
this. Well, because we just had so many of our listeners we knew paid attention. I was saying to Rhea, like, this is a force. I'm telling you, we have to talk about this on our show. And we started to do recaps. That evolved. We, you know, have pulled different people in to do it with us. Trent and Kelly Keegs have always been massive fans. Trent and Kelly did stuff prior to us at Barstool with like post shows and things like that. And then we kind of all teamed up together to do Cutting Stems, which is, you know, our post Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise live show that we do in studio. And we have stuck with it since then.
Nice. I've got a question for you guys. How does it, like, you're still obviously doing it, but there's so much, I feel like The Bachelor is not necessarily like fading away, but there's so much more unscripted relationship shows that are kind of coming to the top, like rising to the top. Do you feel like the days of The Bachelor are kind of coming to an end, or how do you feel about all that?
Rhea's been feeling like that for
years. I personally do feel like it should, like, I just feel like it's the same format, and in some ways it works for you guys, it has worked, and then we see things just go to waste. Like, you're like, all right, I put in all my effort of watching this show, and once again they have broken up. I think that Paradise is more successful than The Bachelor or Bachelorette itself. And so I'm just like, I get tired of the same old thing, you know, and like you said, a new fancy little show that we haven't seen before is going to excite us. But I still feel like even with a show like Love is Blind or something like that, eventually you'll get tired of that, too. It's just like a new shiny toy with the shows. But when the format's the same over and over again, of course, when there's like really good drama, you get into it. You're like, I can't look away from this.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets repetitive.
I hope they experiment with some new ideas. Maybe try and switch things up a little bit. But you never know. It's just something that still, I feel like, has so much force and still has such a big following that I don't see them making any like crazy changes. I mean, we're doing an old person Bachelor now. So clearly they feel like they got steam to keep making it expand.
Which is good for you guys. This gives you more content to, I guess, discuss. But I agree with what Rhea's saying. Like, you know, Love is Blind, I've watched every season, and there's only been four seasons. By the third season, I was kind of like, okay, yep, I'm getting bored. I'm getting a little bit bored watching this. But you still watch. It's just still interesting.
Right. You still tune in, but it's the same. Oh, shocking. They didn't know what they looked like, and then they meet each other, and they find out that they didn't really want to be together.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And that's four seasons, and Bachelor's done like 4D seasons. Right. So
I'm beyond impressed with what Bachelor's done, because I wasn't a fan before I went on the show, and now obviously I watch most of it. I'm obviously a big supporter of the show, but it is insane now that I've seen numerous episodes, numerous seasons, how it is so repetitive and yet so successful. There was a stretch in there. I remember it was, I don't know, maybe it, not to like toot our own horn, but I guess it maybe started around the Caitlin Bristow era and then ended maybe like with Ari, where it felt like every season something insane was happening. Like Colton jumping the fence, and then Hannah and the whole Luke situation where like she pulled the rose podium, and then Ari like literally getting engaged to Becca and then breaking up with her and then getting engaged to Lauren on the After the Final Rose. Like, there was Pilot that stretch.
He had three.
Yeah, post-Pilot Pete, it just kind of... But Pilot Pete was a big one.
His mom was
Barb. Dude, and Barb, holy moly.
Well, Pete also had the whole situation where he got dumped by Maddie, proposed to Hannah, dumped Hannah, got together with Kelly. So he was... you know, exciting television and post television to watch. I also think, you know, obviously it's easy for me to say this because I'm part of the world, I guess you could say, but like, there's a lot of stuff that unfolds after the show. So it kind of keeps things interesting and kind of keeps you being able to like talk about things and all that kind of stuff too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like even right now it's off for a while now, which, you know, then you start to miss it, right? Like mid season, you're like, all right, where is this going? Yeah. And then it's off for a couple weeks and you're like, I could probably watch it again. Like, by the end of the season, I'm like, I think I'm quitting watching this show. And now I'm like, I could watch another season.
J True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black Lead products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black Lead brand, we make room for another Black Lead brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I do want to ask Fran and Rhea just about, because you're so ingrained in Bachelor, it's weird for me that you've never met Dean and Kaylin. So like, what are not your thoughts about them, but like Dean with the roller coaster ride of his Bachelor, you know, tour, and then him now and Kaylin getting married. Like, do you remember when they first got together?
Don't hold any punches, by the way.
No. I'm such a big supporter of you two, and I've always said that.
She has.
I think you guys are so cute.
She likes anything that's a little unorthodox for the Bachelor world, too, you know?
Like it just feels real. Like, yeah. Like your love to me feels real. I don't, you know what I mean? And Dean, I just feel like we watched you, you know, Kaylin, this has nothing to do with you, but just kind of like, is this guy able to commit at all? And the fact that you were able to commit to Kaylin just shows like how much you really love her. You know what I mean? Like, I find that to be real, because otherwise you could have said to Kaylin, yeah, I'm going to commit to you and be with you. And then like a month later, you do your same old shit, but you didn't do that. You guys are still together.
Yeah. A real testament to how great of a woman Kaylin is.
And she is great.
And I'll also say, like, I've watched everything, right? So I have seen all the seasons. I even watched Winter Games. So I was, very involved. And
that show sucked.
I loved Winter Games. Do not talk ill about it.
Obviously, he thinks it sucked.
I know why he thinks it sucks, but I thought Winter Games was ridiculous.
Hey, but you wouldn't be where you are without Winter Games.
Yeah.
Oh, 1,000%. I joke. Obviously, Winter Games is one of the best things that's ever happened because it forced like a kick in the ass in me. But side note before you finish that. So Bennett, who's just got announced as new, like one of the three new executives now that Fleiss is leaving.
Yeah.
He was the show. He was like the showrunner of Winter Games. So it feels like Bachelor's in good hands.
We felt that way too. Mm-hmm. When that announcement came out, we were so happy. I was actually doing Kaylin Bristow's podcast and I was like, we were all so pumped, but I will also say we've had our fair share of laughs because you guys also have some of the most ridiculous headlines that come out about you and the stories. And we've talked about it on our show. We're like, how in the hell did Dean lose the, where's the ring?
That really got to me.
And then with the truck thing, like we were like, oh, this guy.
And then the reverse hysterectomy. I was like, what headlines come out of this podcast?
The worst one was, there was one a couple weeks ago that was like, Dean wants Kaylin to get pregnant by his brother.
Yes, that one too. And then you like click the article and you're like, okay, there's more to this and it's not just the headline. But when you first read the headline, you're like, what the
headlines are always so good.
Do you guys experience any of that? Because as you well know, like you can say something like this and you can see the smile or the sarcasm, you can hear that. But when you see it written down, you're like, oh my God, I sound crazy. But no, you go back to the conversation, you realize it was all like kind of in jest. Do you guys ever experience anything like that where you say something and it gets taken out of context and then you have to like deal with it or I guess defend yourself?
I would say like the people, I mean, we don't get headlines written about us.
Yeah,
like
we're
that,
not but, quite that. We're not quite there yet.
Like commenters and people who listen to our show. So I have to stop myself from like over explaining myself sometimes because a lot of things I say are sarcastic.
Over explaining jokes.
Yeah, over explaining jokes. Like I just am always joking around. And sometimes I'll say a joke in like a serious tone and people don't pick up on the fact that it was a joke. But in my head, it's very obviously a joke. Mm. And then I'll see somebody comment like, I can't believe Rio said this. And then I'm like, do I have to explain this? Or like, I hate explaining jokes because then it's like takes away the fun of it. Right.
Yeah.
You would hope that majority of the people get it. And then there's like one person commenting who doesn't get it. But then you see that one comment and you're like, oh my God, that means nobody got what I was saying. And you just like go through this spiral of like overthinking because we talk so often. We do a podcast 3 times a week. And so you're just always talking. You never know what's going to come out of your mouth and something you didn't even think about, right? It gets posted. You didn't even think twice about something you said. And you're like, wait, that's what they got out of that? So I feel like it happens in like a different aspect, you know?
Smaller orb.
No, but I feel what you're saying, though, like the comments, especially I tend not to read them, or when I do, I just kind of laugh at them. But it's just crazy the way that people can either like misconstrue things or, yeah, like what they choose to focus on.
Bro, misconstrue. You literally said on the podcast that you wanted your brother to inseminate Caleb.
I wish we could pull that clip up right now.
If he's sterile. Big if.
I wish we could pull that clip up right now so you could see me like nudging Kaylin, like kind of egging her on. And it's just a giant joke at the end of the day. And sure, like if it comes down to it, yeah, sure, they can go into a room and do their thing. But it's definitely something to have to deal with.
We were at our friend's house the other day and Dean was like, it's so frustrating because so Dean says things, as you probably have realized, just to get a reaction out of people. And he's like, it's so frustrating being with Kaylin because she doesn't give me the reaction I want. So I just like keep getting grander and grander.
Yeah. And when we're talking to Tori about that. Yeah. And it's funny because Kaylin's best friend is the exact same way. I can't remember exactly what Tori was saying, but she was saying something along the lines of, I want to have a collection of like really hilarious and interesting stories about my life. And it's like, at the end of the day, that's all we are, is a collection of our own stories. And so Tori, you know, Kaylin's best friend does this same thing too, where she gets not like louder and louder and louder, but like more outrageous in certain ways. And so I guess I'm kind of the same way. And Kaylin, you know, she kind of shuts down once she gets uncomfortable. And so all you can do as someone that enjoys that is get weirder and weirder and say dumber and dumber things until that kind of bites you in the butt.
Yeah, I feel you.
And then you do it on a podcast.
Yeah, and then you do it on a podcast, or like we have our live shows and the crowd is right in front of your face. So it's like you say something, they laugh really hard and you're like, oh, wow, I could push this even further. And then you keep going. You're like, all right, now I found myself in a hole where like I'm like you said, you're just getting weirder and weirder. And you're like, all right, I got to pull back.
Yeah. I want to hear about how you guys started the podcast that you do, Chicks in the Office.
So I started working at Barstool as an intern back in 2016 when I was 19 years old. They had just moved from Boston to New York. They moved their offices here and there wasn't a lot of like women here. It was just Erica, the CEO, and my friend Glenn, who I went to high school with, ended up getting an internship here. People may know him as Glennie Balls. He got an internship here within like the first 2 weeks of them being in New York. And I texted him being like, oh, that's congrats. That's so cool. Blah, blah. And he was like, oh, actually they're looking like for some woman like to come in and like, you know, audition to be an intern or some sort. And I came in, got the job that day. I was interning, just doing like very random stuff. Like I didn't have a exact here's what you do every day. Like it was just show up and figure out what to do.
It was more of like a wild, wild west in those days.
Yeah, it was
days,
more like a joke too of like Caleb. I'm sure you guys have seen his videos before on Sunday Conversation. He hired Glenn as his intern. He was going away to do a tour and he hired me as his intern that was in charge of Glenn. It was just like this funny little thing that was like a little bit, but then I actually had a job. So I had to figure out what to do every day. And I would just ask random people here if they needed stuff to do, or I'd pop into videos here and there. And I always wanted to like work in entertainment. I was like a child actress, like that sort of thing. I just didn't know what it was going to be. And then within 6 months, Fran came in as an intern as well. And we were the only two girls here.
Yeah. And there was an ongoing joke because our office at the time was small and the elevator opened right to the floor. So anytime a woman would come off the elevators right into the heat of the office. Like there's nowhere to hide. And the guys would joke like, oh, there's a chick in the office. Like, and then the laughter ensued. They'd all think they're so funny. And we kind of took that and started to make videos on Instagram. We started doing like 1 minute pop culture news updates. That account blew up. We started to post across all of Barstool's platforms. We were doing an hour on radio every day. Yeah. When Barstool had a Sirius XM channel, we did an hour every day, and that turned into that evolved into the podcast. And the podcast, we just started off doing like one a week, then it turned into two a week, and then it turned into three a week.
Right. We really bonded over pop culture because we would sit on the couch and we were like, oh, we have something in common here, and there's no like female show. And like Fran said, we started the Instagram, and then we just got thrown onto radio because Barstool got a Sirius XM channel, and they were like, we need to fill all of the slots and make everyone. So like, just everybody got a radio show. It was like, you get one, you get one. And Dave Portnoy came out to us and he was like, so we think we're gonna like have you guys do a radio show every day. Does that sound good? And we were like, great. Okay.
Starts in 2 weeks.
And he was like, all right, starts in 2 weeks. And we had no experience whatsoever. We did that every day. Yeah. And then we did the Snapchat show. And then, then turned into a podcast.
Yeah.
What was the reception like at first? Because the audience for Barstool, at least back then, was predominantly like, you know, younger men. And then, you two girls come on and start talking about all this stuff. What was the reception like at first? And it was like a slow burn or?
Yeah, I would say it was definitely like 50-50. We honestly, right away, the Instagram was more male, but as we kind of put ourselves out there more, it has shifted completely. Our podcast listeners are, 95% female. Yeah. It's changed. We have brought sometimes, some people just listen to us. They don't even really pay attention to other things at Barstool, or some girls have come in and then they get introduced to other things that are going around here. But we have kind of been like a doorway for a lot of people into what Barstool is like. And I would say our initial reaction, I mean, look, there's going to be guys who want to talk shit about the two young girls that like all of a sudden have this big platform on Barstool. And I think we were really good at kind of blocking a lot of that out and still doing what we mm-hmm. wanted to do and not changing yeah. what we wanted to do. And that helped so many other girls come in here now and create all these other yeah. massive shows. So,
and I think it was really helpful that all the guys here were so supportive. Yeah. Like they mm-hmm. were like, as soon as we started working there, they were like, what can we do to help? Like what kind of show can we make for you guys? Like, you know, what can we come up with? Like you guys should be doing something. So I think, you know, having all the support in-house was easier to like block out people on the outside because and the Instagram, yeah. like there was a lot of positive feedback at first.
Yeah.
You know, people were like, of course, people shit on it, but then there were also people who were like tuning in, and it wouldn't have become anything if they didn't.
Our first, the first podcast episode we put out, we were like, oh, I don't know if anybody's going to be listening to this. Like, we'll see what mm-hmm. happens. And it exceeded our expectations like tenfold. It did so much better than we thought. And everybody here was very impressed mm-hmm. and that helped us. Yeah. Helped us a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Fran, you said something earlier about how you don't get articles written about you guys. Don't undercut yourselves. You guys are powerhouses and I'm not speaking hyperbole. Like Chicks in the Office, you guys are powerful and don't forget that.
Thank you. But you know, I think sometimes we think about ourselves on the other side of it too. You know,
you have to.
We have to bring our guests in and make it fun for everybody. But yeah. Yes.
I think it's better that we don't think of ourselves in like some because as we get bigger.
No, nor should you. I'm not saying you should.
Yeah, no, but
because you're not assholes.
Like yeah, but yeah, exactly. But sometimes you have to go, you know what, like what we did is really cool and we're really proud of it.
Oh, I will talk about the things that we've done here for sure.
Right. Yeah. And we think it's really cool. But then at the same time it's like we talk about this all the time. Like we don't go to a lot of like events, like influencer type things. Like personally, that's not my style. Like I don't like have no interest in going to those sort of things, you know, like it. So then you kind of feel like, I don't know how to word it, but like, I don't feel like I'm super cool or something. You know what I mean?
Well, Ashley and I feel very cool anytime you guys invite us on. I'm not joking. we're always like, damn, they want like that. They're going to have us on. Like we'll totally do it, but we feel bad. We feel like we're not worthy.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So I have to ask you, sorry, Dean and Kaylin, but because you guys are obviously, you know, ingrained in pop culture, and I'm sure you've heard of this rumor and you know my passion in life. So my question is, do you give one, any validity, and two, do you support the idea of a potential, probably far-fetched relationship that involves Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady?
I knew exactly what you were going to say. We were talking about this yesterday, and honestly, I don't see it actually being anything, but I feel like Tom is the kind of type that Kim should be going for. But I don't think Tom, you're not going to Rhea call Tom super lame.
I think Tom Brady is so lame, and I have a right to do so because me and Tom Brady have, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Listen, Tom Brady's not a fan of me, and I'm not a fan of Tom Brady.
And shut up.
I think Tom Brady's lame.
Wait a minute, hold on. How does Tom Brady... Wait, are you being serious that Tom Brady's not...
I'm being semi-serious, yes.
Do
you know how cool that is?
But also, like, Tom, you know...
Tom, like, I think he's a great football player. Obviously, he's very cool in that aspect. But I think he's a lame guy.
Yeah, he's got dad energy for sure. I need to know why Tom Brady hates you or not a fan of you.
Oh, man.
And how do you know that?
Okay, so... I had some public go down where I don't even know how to explain that.
I bet I could do it pretty quickly.
You could.
Okay. Rhea publicly dated somebody here at work for a while. They broke up, amicable breakup. Months goes by. She starts dating somebody else that works here. Which in the Barcel fandom absolutely blew up. These men absolutely lost their minds at this very normal thing. It blew up in a way that it was absolutely so ridiculous. But the Barcel fans decided to, like, make teams basically of, you know, these two guys. And Tom Brady publicly tweeted that he was on the side of ex-boyfriend. Yeah. Like, literally,
I think I remember this.
Yes.
But I had no idea what the hell that was in reference to.
Yes. Well, yes. Now you know.
So, like,
oh my God.
Realistically, like, I'm joking because it's insane that Tom Brady was involved. Like, the fact that that was even like.
Why was he involved? Does he know your ex-boyfriend?
He knows he's a fan. Like,
I
he knows
think it's just
he's
like
a
Barstool, like Boston thing. Yeah. You know?
Oh, okay.
He knows, and, like, he's a super fan.
I think
of the,
that was like,
Patriots.
You know, like, mom mentality when it's like, oh, we're just going to, like, go full force for this side. You know what I mean? And, like, that's what happened there. And then, yes, Tom Brady. Yes. So when Tom Brady and Giselle got divorced, I said I was obviously team Giselle.
Obviously. That makes perfect sense.
But so besides why do you... that, I always thought Tom Brady was lame.
Do you think he's lame as in like he's just boring, or do you think he's lame like he's a jerk?
Him? No. Like, we just like personality wise, like it would be hard to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
He's a bit robotic.
Yes, robot. Robot is the word.
Mm. See, I disagree, but I agree that he's lame. But I agree that I don't think he's boring. I don't think that at all.
You're
the only
one here that's actually spoken to him. So
this is fair. Twice.
Yes. Yeah, but Jared drinks the Tom Brady Kool-Aid though, for sure.
Major.
Big Kool-Aid. 30 seconds on this. I think he's very personable and fun and jokey. And I think in front of like the camera, he's very robotic because I think he very much cares about his like public perception, which I think hurts and helps him, because a lot of times he does come off of robotic. And it's like, if you just joke around a little bit more, people will probably like you and relate to you more. But I definitely could see him being like also lame, where it's like, oh, well, we can't go out to dinner because I can't eat this. Like, I can't eat at this place, or I need to do this, or I need to go to bed at 8. Because I need to wake up at 5. And it's like, oh, my God.
And I could never see him like hanging out with the whole Kardashian family. Yeah. There's no way.
Mm. Okay, but real quick on that.
I want it so badly.
Okay, Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian. I see that over Kylie and Timothy Chalamet. That blows my mind.
Yeah. You know, I think I've warmed up to Kylie and Timothy Chalamet.
I'm not shocked about Kylie and Timothy Chalamet. Really? I don't know why. Like, I mean, I just feel like
Timothy Chalamet like, kind of has this swagger that you wouldn't expect.
I'm more shocked that Kylie is into Timothy than I am Timothy is into Kylie.
Yes, no, for sure. That's why I'm like, why is she with this guy? And I could picture Kim and Tim together more than those two.
Yeah, so I cannot picture Kim and Tom together. I don't know why. I just can't picture it.
Kim and Tim. That would be a great couple name.
Kim and Tim.
Also, yeah, I agree. Timothy Chalamet, he's kind of got like the Pete Davidson big dick energy kind of thing, you know?
Exactly. I said I feel like Kim maybe told Kylie, like, hey, go with the lanky skinny white guy for a chance, for a change. See what it's like. Like, she's like, Pete Davidson was great. Maybe this will be a good bounce back from you. Because they were both kind of coming out of like a big relationship, right? Kanye, Travis Scott, like crazy, a lot of crazy drama with both of those guys. So it's like, change it up a little bit.
Yeah. What was the thing? So Kim bought a house in Tom Brady's subdivision or something like that?
I don't really know.
It's like, I think she was looking to buy property where somewhere that he has property. And I think the people that work, the people that Kim is partnered with for Skims are also the same people that do Brady Tom's loungewear stuff, underwear, whatever the heck Tom.
It would just it would make me so happy because of all the people. I am a Kardashian stan, Ashley. I've always been respectful of the Kardashians, but she's definitely turned me because I hate when people say that the Kardashians don't work. And I love the idea of all these football fans that just idolize Tom Brady, that are like, Brady's the man, he's blah, 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 like, he's the best, da da da. And then they would have to also accept the fact that he's dating Kim Kardashian. And they're also the same people that definitely are saying that Kim Kardashian doesn't work and she just, you know, sold a sex tape and got famous off of it and she doesn't do anything. So I would love so much for those giant babies to be like, oh, well, she obviously does something because now she is Tom Brady's girlfriend. And if you don't like Kim, then you don't like Brady's girlfriend.
Yes. It would really put their brains in a blender. They wouldn't know how to come out of that one.
Right. Also on pop culture real quick, because the guys don't watch and I never get to talk about this. Are you guys watching Vanderpump?
Yes, the finale. So it is incredible.
It's insane.
It is jaw on the floor. Unreal.
Sickening.
Okay. Mm. I'm in France and I can't watch it. And I'm like crushed about it.
You're going to have to like go on FaceTime with somebody and have them hold the TV like to the screen.
No, my friend, she's like, I'll record it on my phone and send it to her.
No, literally, though. Bootleg.
Right, honestly.
That Vanderpump stuff for the non-initiated is so hard to follow. Like, so many names and so much moving parts. It's kind of crazy.
It actually very much is. And Rhea and I have definitely been the two people that, for those who didn't watch, like, just our, I think, friends in our circles would be like, oh, you guys obviously know what's this Vanderpump thing? Like, can you guys explain it to us? The amount of times I've been out and have had to explain this story to people, and I'm like, all right, guys, sit down because it's a journey. Like, and I can't. There's a lot of players involved. Right.
We need like a whiteboard to explain it. Like, there's way too much going on.
It is. It's hard to. It is kind of hard to follow. Yeah. But I will say, like, oh my God, Kaylin, you're gonna die. The conversation that Raquel and Tom Sandoval have together. It's truly jaw on the floor. You won't believe the words that come out of this.
It's actually worrisome. Like, I'm concerned for both of them.
Yeah.
Well, that was my question for you. Is there any coming back for Sandoval or Raquel?
No.
Either.
Listen, obviously what they did is extremely fucked up, right? And we all know what they did. If we never saw a finale or we never saw any footage of anything, they could maybe spin something. I don't know. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I would lean towards no. After this finale, absolutely not. Like, it is shocking how they act in this finale.
And the other...
If they were crying their eyes out and like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, maybe you'd get a couple people feeling bad for you. No.
Yeah.
Like, they are going to be even more hated than they were before, and I didn't know that was possible.
They also, there's a lot of lines drawn in the sand, for sure, between, like, the rest of the girls, Ariana, they're very much being like, you associate with either of them, I cannot associate with you. Mm-hmm. So they're like really, really pulling back. There's a bunch of conversations that were had of like, you know, Ariana talking to Schwartz or Sheena talking to Sandoval. That's just like, this is it. Yeah. See a friend. Like, we cannot be friends
and
anymore.
Schwartz, I feel like Schwartz has a chance of coming back, but he's like fully on their side, it seems like. I haven't watched the finale, but
yeah, he tries to, that's the kind of guy Schwartz is. He tries to play both sides in every situation, and he tries to do the same. And
they
this.
Always say a friend to everybody is a friend to no one, because sometimes you gotta pick a side.
Interesting. Well, I gotta say, this is good promotional material for Vanderpump. I've never seen an episode, but now I want to watch.
Right?
Yeah. I heard it's like the equivalent if like in the Bachelor world, the scandal that's going on, that if Sean Lowe cheated on Catherine. With her best friend.
Like, there's another element of like, yes, cheating is awful no matter what. But when you cheat with somebody's best friend for an extended period of time,
they don't have kids. Like, so like, let's say this is actually a good comparison. If Jordan Rogers was having an affair with Becca Tilly.
With Becca Tilly? Oh my gosh.
That's what it would be. Because like, they're like JoJo, Becca, best. Like, that's what it would be.
Best friends. Yes. Oh, wow. Hang out all the time. Like,
See, that's what The Bachelor needs right there to turn it around.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy scandal to break. Yeah.
Damn.
This whole scandal has been so interesting for me because, like I said, I don't follow it, but I'll wake up in the morning and Kaylin will fill me in on everything before we even brushed our teeth. And she's like saying all these things and all these names. And I'm like, I'm still kind of asleep right now. I have absolutely no idea what's going on, but now I have to watch the finale. So I'm excited to be able to chime in with that.
You should FaceTime me and then I could watch.
Yeah.
You guys can watch it together. How sweet.
I could do that.
Keep that halo above your head. You're an angel right now, Dean.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I got a quick question before we go for both of you guys, because you're both in relationships, happy relationships. Does your viewpoint of relationships, has it been altered, or your relationships with your significant other, by watching so many dating shows like Bachelor or Love Island? You know, does your perspective on things change at all? I guess my question is, like, of all these, for Ashley and I, there's definitely been elements of Bachelor that has imprinted on our relationships. And I'm curious about, like, you guys being so ingrained in it now. Has that altered your relationships for better or worse, or not at all?
That's a good question. I feel like it definitely hasn't altered anything, but I definitely have looked at, sometimes I'll look at my relationship in the lens of like a relationship I see on TV, and either that will alarm me or be like reassuring. I just think, even without like the dating shows per se, but all the Bravo shows and relationship, like, you see, sometimes you see like yourself in different things. You're like, oh, that was, I do that. Or, but I can't say, I don't think any dating show and seeing a relationship has made me think like, oh God.
No, a lot of times I'm thankful. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy with my relationship. Thank God that's not happening.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It kind of is like a good way to gauge what not to do in a lot of relationships. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes. Yeah. That's very true. You see, or just seeing like sometimes how people treat each other, which honestly maybe could be a good thing. Cause if you see the, sometimes when you watch a couple have a fight or argue, you kind of pick up things that you're like, oh, I don't ever want to do that.
Yeah. And then here we are doing it sometimes. But you guys, thank you so much for joining us. That was a blast. It was a pleasure to meet you. Maybe Kaylin and I can swing by the office one of these days. I'm just gonna invite myself at this point.
Open invite. You guys are always traveling. Next time you're in New York in like 5 years, you guys can go.
Yeah. We'd love to have you and you'll give us some crazy headlines. It'll be great.
Yeah.
I can talk about some weird stuff. Just put me on a microphone and we'll see what comes out. But
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Oh my gosh, of course. For the listeners out there, be sure to check out Fran and Rhee on Chicks in the Office. I'm sure you can get it on Spotify and basically everywhere you get your podcasts. But yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us. This was great.
Thank you guys.
Bye, Fran. Bye, Rhee. Good seeing you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Kaylin, enjoy Fran.
Yes, have fun.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So cool.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Help, We Suck at Being Newlyweds. If you haven't already, be sure to go back a couple days and listen to our last episode where Kaylin gives us some incredible wedding updates. Jared talks about what a beautiful Mother's Day he had with Dawson and Ashley. And I don't really get to say much. Actually, no, I do say a lot, but none of it's really very meaningful. So go back and listen to that episode. And while you're at it, come back and listen to this one again. Because, you know, why not? You got a long commute. Might as well fill it with our voices. Jared, I love you. Kaylin, I love you.
Love you.
It's just such a great time to be alive. We're all in different parts of the world, and yet we can come together on this podcast and see each other's faces. So appreciative of that. And
what a world.
See you guys next week, where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at @HelpWeSuckAtBeingNewlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iHeartRadio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.